Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so it's the bookshop game on Radio 1. It's a variation on the theme. You call up a random bookshop and ask them for a book that doesn't actually exist. Here's one we made earlier.
Hello, Little Apple Bookshop.
Hello.
Hello, can I help?
Hello, yes. Could you look up a book for me, please?
Certainly. What's the book called?
It's called Bubbles in the Bathtub.
Bubbles in the Bathtub, okay.
And the author's name is Windy Bottom, Windebottom.
Got it.
First name, Ivor.
No, it's not. My book's in print list, actually.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll just try a different screen.
Can I just check what you're looking up there?
Bubbles in the Bathtub.
Bye.
Ivor Windebottom. Yeah, it sounds like you're having a laugh at my expense, that one.
yeah.
Bubbles in the Bathtub. Ivor Windebottom.
God, this is stupid. Alright, let's try another one.
Hello, Cleveley's Book Centre.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I'm looking for a book.
What are you after?
Okay, it's called Songs of the Thrush.
Right.
And the author's name is Richie. First name, Mabitza. Mabitza.
Right, I'll just have a look, see if I've got it in.
Thank you.
No, I'm afraid not.
Can I just check what you were looking up there?
The author... I literally just had a look around.
And the author...
No, it's not under the detectives or
right.
Romantic fiction. I've just got a small section of that kind of thing.
What were you looking up? Title and author there?
Yeah.
What was it?
Songs of the Thrush by Mabitza Ritchie. But no, I've not got that in.
Right. Thanks for your help.
Cheers.
Bye. God, it took him long enough to find the flipping book.
Romantic fiction.
Songs of the Thrush by Mabitza Ritchie.
That's romantic.
Songs of the Thrush by Mabitza Ritchie.
Right, one more then.
Hello, KB Box.
Hiya.
Hello.
Hello. I'm looking for a book.
Are you?
Yeah.
Surprise!
I know. I know.
Go on.
It's frustration.
Tell me about it. Is that the title?
That's the title, yeah.
Who's the author? Do you know?
Yeah, its surname is Get Me Endway.
Spell it, please.
I can't hear you. Hello?
Hello?
Yep.
Can you spell it? Please?
Yeah, G-E-H.
G-E-H.
M-E-Y.
Yeah.
E-N-D. E-R.
Right.
W-A-Y. It's Anita.
Right, just hang up. And nothing is coming up.
Right, can I just check what the title and author that you're looking at there?
I've got Frustration. By Anita Get Me Underway.
You're looking for a book? What you've called a bookshop?
Frustration by Anita Get Me Underway.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Every Wednesday, what we do is we get some of the texts off the Flirt Divert phone and we get a different celebrity to read them out. So far, we've had people like Jodie Marsh. Classy. Read them out.
Is this Martin? It's Kirsty, the one with the nice boobs. Text back if you want to see them again.
Oh, she can
Hi,
read.
I've just woken up and rung the number on my forehead. Your mailbox is full.
And we had Peter Jones off of Dragon's Den.
Hi, Beth, it's James. What are you doing? You definitely better be coming down on Saturday and we will be getting bear drunk. And please say you're not going out with Neil because you're bear beautiful.
And also, Radio 1's Joe Wiley.
Hi, sexy.
call me. If I show you mine, will you show me yours? Text back.
I might have that as my ringtone soon. I might record that off later today.
Hi, sexy. Call me.
Yes.
Hi, sexy. Call me.
I quite like it. Once more.
Hi, sexy. Call me.
Anyway, so as well as messages, voice messages, it gets texts as well, like any normal phone. All the big stars have been reading them out. And today, it's Lothario Russell Brand reading out some of your text messages on Flirt Divert in a variety of really stupid voices.
Hey, my little lady princess. I hope you had a fierce night last night. I tell you, my jelly, your bed is well comfy. Or should I say your habitat, because we're like animals. Grrr. Well, I hope we will be when I see you next. Much love, Iceman.
Now that sounds like something Russell might send himself. Should we match up my Russell Brand impression with actual Russell Brand? Would you like that?
Hey, my little lady princess. I hope you had a fierce night last night.
You swine! Forsooth! I am reading out the actual Flirt Divert messages. See, when you put it up against his actual voice, it kind of loses it, doesn't it? A little bit. Here's the next one.
I'm naked! Where are you?
We've all sent that text, haven't we?
That's scary.
We've all done it.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah.
What, to her?
Have you received that text, George?
No. I presumed it was the wrong number.
No.
I have a bite mark on my bum. What the hell happened? LOL, laugh out loud.
We've sent that one as well, haven't we? All of us.
Yeah. I like your cuz, but I would like to know if she likes me. I'd do anything to get her.
What's a cuz? Oh, cousin.
Yes.
I like your cuz, but I would like to know if she likes me. I'd do anything to get her.
And another one from Russell.
Bonjour, Sarah. How are you?
Laura said you'd be up for it. How many of us could you handle?
Come on. Is that Laura?
I had to double check then.
I'd quite like if he just read them out every week. I think he's made for this job.
What's wrong with a final fling? Laura said you'd be up for it. How many of us could you handle? Sorry. Hub was stood behind me.
Oh. Oh, no. Naughty. That's naughty, isn't it? Yeah.
Did you get my photos? Do you like what you saw? Text back.
He's done loads of them. BBC Radio 1 podcast. Got some more texts that have been sent.
I'm not talking to you, because you said that you was coming here at 8, and you let me down. Call me.
That sounds like you, Laura.
Yeah, it does.
I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking to you. Call me. Blatantly a girl. To contradict yourself in that way.
I'm not talking to you, because you said that you was coming here at 8, and you let me down. Call me.
All right, next.
Dave, I need £3,000 by next Friday to pay off my debts. You can ask Andy to borrow you the money.
Is that from Joel off JK and Joel?
Oh, now that does my head in when people say borrow instead of lend.
Dave, I need £3,000 by next Friday to pay off my debts. You can ask Andy to borrow you the money.
Why does that annoy you?
Because he's not borrowing the money, he needs to be lent the money.
Oh, God.
People always make that mistake.
Are you dissing people's grammar when they're sending a message to Flirt Divert?
I guess I am. I mean, my mum is old, so she doesn't use punctuation in text. You have to say it all in one breath. So
you are one of the people that write full sentences with full stops and all the apostrophes in the right places, though, on text.
Yeah.
Unlike Chappers, who, for a man of his age, has text speak of a 10-year-old. It's all in capitals, and he puts things like great, GR8.
And see you, the letters C and
you. Does. Right, next.
Hey, babe! Glad I got your new number, finally. Want to go down after I get the new washing machine delivered? Yeah!
Want to go down after I get the new washing machine delivered? Does that mean something else?
Is that youth speak?
Hey, babe! Glad I got your new number, finally. Want to go down after I get the new washing machine delivered?
Like the end bit.
Yeah! Yeah!
Thank you very much to Russell Brand for reading out today's text. That was a triumphant moment, I think, for all of us.
I'm naked. Where are you?
We should try and get him on every week. Another celebrity guest when we go back in the afternoons next Monday from 4 o'clock. We'll be reading out the Flirt Divert texts again.
I have a bite mark on my bum.
What the hell happened? LOL. Laugh out loud. Radio
1. Yeah! This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Yeah!